Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plankins, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. After backing up the first 5 games of the season, Anthony Stolarz will get the start when the Florida Panthers host the San Jose Sharks at Amerant Bank Arena tonight at 7:45 Eastern. Joining the Panthers on a 1-year contract this past summer, Stolarz, who spent the 4 previous seasons in Anaheim, has gone 27-24-7 with a .912 save percentage in his career. When asked about the towering 6'6 netminder, head coach Paul Maurice said that the backup has done everything right while patiently waiting for his name to be called.
Yeah, you know what? He's been great here. It's a hard job to know that you go into the crease when the table's not set perfectly. That's usually the backup. You get the second half of back-to-backs, you spell off the number one guy, so you kind of get in there and under less than perfect situations. But he's a veteran guy, and he understands how to do that. The other thing the guy does is he's got to work so hard in practice that the players feel indebted to him a little bit, and they want it for him, right? They appreciate what he's done in there. He's a good guy. He's a talker in the net, which will be good for the number of new people that we have in our lineup. So everybody's pulling for him, and he's figured out a way to get everybody to rally around him.
Stolarz won't be the only player suiting up in his first game as a Panther, as forward William Lockwood is also set to draw in against the Sharks after a strong showing in training camp. Inked to a 2-year, two-way contract in the offseason, the 25-year-old appeared in 28 games over parts of 3 seasons with the Canucks before joining the Panthers. In 2 games with Charlotte in the AHL this season prior to his recent recall, he notched 2 goals and an assist. Set to play on the third line, Lockwood is eager to show what he can do.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be, it's an awesome opportunity to come in and play, so I'm really excited. Just to, work hard and not think too much, go out there and play. I always like to say just enjoy it and have fun, so that's going to be my main focus.
Maurice added that additional lineup changes could be made prior to puck drop. Fans should stay tuned to @JamisonCoop on X for updates. With new faces in the mix, the Panthers will look to get back to .500 after falling to 2-3-0 with a 5-3 loss to the Canucks on Saturday. Trailing 3-1 entering the third period, Sam Reinhart scored twice for the Panthers to make it 3-3 before the Canucks answered with 2 goals of their own. Alexander Barkov also scored for Florida, while Sergei Bobrovsky made 26 saves. Named the NHL's third star of the week on Monday, Reinhart has found the back of the net in each of the last 4 games, including 2 multi-goal performances. Behind that early scoring surge, the 27-year-old forward currently ranks tied for 6th in the NHL with 6 goals thus far. Still in search of their first win, the Sharks fell to 0-4-1 with a 5-1 loss at Nashville on Saturday. Tomas Hertl scored the lone goal for San Jose, while Mackenzie Blackwood surrendered 5 goals on 34 shots. Of those 5 goals for the Predators, 3 came during the first 2 periods. Through their first 5 games, the Sharks have been outscored 19-7. But this early in the season, Maurice said he's focused more on his team than the opponent.
That you're conveying in terms of not taking
we were not at that phase of the game yet, and certainly if you look at last year's standings, you wouldn't have seen the game. Vancouver, of our last 3, we go Jersey, Toronto, Vancouver. Vancouver played the best game by far of all of our opponents, and they were in the playoffs last year, so we'll expect that. I don't think, and this might be just personal, I don't think that because you don't see the other team, you can't really know their style, right? They have a different, every team has its own based on personnel style. So spending a lot of time worrying about the other team, especially this early, we'll be respectful of everybody because we're under .500 and not in the playoffs either, so we're both scratching and clawing.
Hertl leads the Sharks in scoring with 5 points on 1 goal and 4 assists. Under him, 4 players are tied for 2nd with 2 points each: Philip Zadina, Fabian Zetterlin, and Henry Thrun. After being traded to San Jose in the offseason, this will be Anthony Duclair's first game against the Panthers since the deal went down. Over 3 seasons in South Florida, the speedy forward registered 99 points on 43 goals and 56 assists in 137 games and scored 5 goals in the playoffs. Coming to the Panthers in that trade, Stephen Lawrence is excited to face his former teammates.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing some familiar faces, but at the same time, business is business, so I'm not going to be too nice to him out there. It's pretty cool. Like I said, I was traded last year from Carolina to San Jose, so going back, playing against the old team in Carolina, it's, you know, it's the same thing. Like I said, it's nice to see guys out there, but I'm looking forward to the challenge.
The Panthers went a perfect 2-0-0 against the Sharks last season. As a reminder, tonight's game will be broadcast on Bally Sports Florida and Bally Sports Plus. Fans can also listen to the game on 560 WQAM and across the Panthers radio network. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.